Lightbox, K-Chung. 1630 a.m. radio.
1630?
Mm-hmm.
160.30?
No.
No point, just 16030.
1630.
Uh-huh. 16, or kchungradio.org. Uh-huh. I was just telling Liz the thing, she's going to try to tune in.
Liz Glynn?
I don't know if it will go that far, like across the street at the end of the block.
Actually, maybe. But if, it's hard to say. I don't know if any way to know if even getting to the transmitter tonight.
Oh.
Because we've been having trouble with the Ustream. Because we pick up the Ustream on the computer in the studio.
Oh.
And then send it to the transmitter, but we've been having problems with the Ustream crashing because we leave it on so long.
Oh.
Over there in that
right.
plant.
Right.
Because it's just, so Luke has to check it every once in a while.
Right.
And normally I can see if it's working or not on that computer and then I can call him and tell him to fix it.
Uh huh.
But we don't have a second power adapter, so we can't turn that computer on.
Oh, well, I'll bring over a power adapter. I'll try to remember.
Well, we have one, it's just not here.
Oh. Well. We do have veggie sticks, though.
Did you eat too much veggie stick?
I don't know. I ate all kinds of stuff
today.
What
happens to your wife?
It just happens.
Are you sick?
I'm not sick.
Solomon's sick.
John and Jade are sick.
Oh no.
Uh-huh.
They're sick.
Juan, are you sick?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Well.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I brought that last week. There's still a little.
Whoa, no way.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can I drink some?
Yeah, if you want.
Really? Whoa, awesome.
Unless you're sick.
Huh?
Unless you're sick.
Unless if I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe mentally sick a little bit.
Well, then you can drink some.
Yeah.
Then maybe it
helps. Man. I don't know if I pour in
mm-hmm.
here.
It's funny, I listened to our show last week today.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay.
Aww.
But there's one point you can hear me pouring that, and it's funny because it's right when you're talking about being drunk.
You're what then?
You can hear me pouring the Maker's Mark.
Pouring? Oh, really?
Like,
oh,
it makes
awesome.
Good sounds because it's all full, like, glug, 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 glug.
Oh, cool.
But it's right when you were talking about, oh, I'm getting drunk.
Oh, I'm having a headache.
Do you want some veggie sticks?
Today, like right before I came here, I asked myself. I asked myself in Chinese, but if I can translate this, how do I say that? Like in the, like, I might not actually. Really become crazy. No, it's like I'm asking myself, oh man, I feel crazy.
Really?
Crazy. But I don't want to accept.
Uh-huh.
So I'm questioning myself, am I actually getting crazy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the answer is yes.
No, there's no answer.
No answer.
No answer.
What do you do that makes you feel crazy?
There's no answer.
No answer.
Welcome to no answer.
No, like, yeah, personal things.
Yeah. I felt really lazy today, kind of depressed. Just didn't want to leave, just want to stay in bed.
Oh no, I feel pretty good. Ever since December 31st,
uh-huh.
I become super busy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Before December 31st, around Christmas and before that, I don't have a job. Well, like I not work as much and nothing to do. Yeah, all of a sudden.
Really busy?
So busy, too many things to do.
Mm.
How about you?
Yeah, no, I was really busy all week last week because I was teaching full time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with winter camp.
Oh, cool.
So that was like the day after New Year's we started. This week, starting today, I was having
off. Like this?
However you want. But yeah, it was good to have a. I really like to have like a lot of work and then no work.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm gonna try going back to just doing a little bit of work.
Oof. What do you mean? Like for a while?
Yeah, well, like work. the last year, I've mostly been working like either like I've been doing like I work full time. And then I don't work. And then I
mm-hmm.
work like crazy full time. And then
mm-hmm.
I don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now I think I'm going to try. I have like 2 weeks off and then I start. I'm just going to do like maybe three days a week of work.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if when you're not working, actually, you're working for a job, money, you're working as an artist.
Yeah. Which,
yeah.
That's way more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you think? You think working as an artist make you feel busy too, or
yeah.
do you feel sometimes you work less?
Well, sometimes like today, I mean, I made like 4 drawings.
Wow, that's really productive.
But that's not. It doesn't like I just laid in bed and got high. Like I didn't. It wasn't like I did work. It wasn't like I had to like take a shower and go to work. You know.
But you did 4 drawings.
Yeah.
That's very productive.
I know. I've been making a lot of drawings lately.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know if they're good. At least one of them was good.
Wow, that's so great.
Well, one of them maybe not so good, and one of them medium. But.
So you consider yourself as busy today?
No, I'm saying I didn't feel busy.
Huh.
But that's how I'm talking about how I don't value the artwork
as
taking up my time in the same way.
Mm.
Which I should, like if I, because I like it when other people do that, so, you know, if somebody was like, what have you done, like, the last couple months?
Yeah, it's like, I did drawings, that's to
like I
wow.
organized this thing, I wrote drawings, I had this show, I did this performance, I did this radio show once a week, you know?
That sounds pretty amazing.
No.
Really productive, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you did a radio show?
I did a radio show.
Radio shows with someone else now?
If I was, would you feel cheated on, Solomon?
No.
Mm.
What did he say? You did a radio show, but somebody else?
Yeah,
died?
I don't know how I would feel about that. I might feel a little dirty. I would feel a little guilty.
Dirty?
Oh. Like, definitely if somebody came to me and was like, hey, Monday nights, 8:00, you want to do a radio show?
Uh-huh.
I would...
KCRW?
Yeah, KCRW, KPFK, Kill Radio, any of them.
Is Kill Radio actually radio?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either, but any of them.
Mm.
And they were like, you want to do a show? I don't think I could do it.
No.
Not that I'm like, would be... Like, if you did that, I wouldn't think any less of you, or if any other DJs do that, I think that's fine. But I don't know. I think me personally, I don't know if I could do that. I think I would feel like I was a little guilty.
Guilty on why?
Because I would feel like K-Chung just gave me the start, and KCRW is just coming in after I have like this whole thing developed. My whole radio persona nailed down. It's like,
yeah, where were you guys when I first was trying to break into the industry?
Oh.
Yeah, what the fuck? I applied for you guys years ago and you didn't want me then. It's only because.
And now you come crawling back.
Yeah, only because of K-Chung. Then. No, I don't know. I mean, that's always a weird thing. Jealousy is a weird thing, right? Like,
who's gonna get jealous? Solomon?
No.
What?
Me.
I'm jealous of what?
I'm jealous for K-Chung of KCRW if they can do that.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm confused. Either way. I don't. Do you get jealous sometimes?
Jealous of... I get jealous, of pretty girls.
Yeah?
Maybe. yeah, why this girl get the cookie? I don't get the cookie.
Aww.
You get...
I give you veggie stick. Not as good as a cookie.
Oh, cookie. Yeah, I'm going to try to... If I remember, I cook cookie next time.
Oh.
Yeah, I need to follow.
I ate some last night.
Oh, that's so nice.
I ate some chocolate chip cookies.
I cooked cookie around Christmas, but it's too hard to eat, so I gave them away. Yeah, I always give away the stuff I don't like to other people.
I always give away everything.
But you still have everything.
I know.
You still have a lot of things.
It's true, I have too much stuff. Just think about how much I would have if I didn't give it all away.
Yeah. So far, would you like to keep as what it is been so far for the new year, for the rest of your year?
Do you know what
I'm talking about?
Oh, like what resolutions have we done?
No, like what the rest of the year, like so far it's been a week, right? 9 days.
Yeah.
Right? How do you want to keep this kind of energy? Mm. Like for this 9 days, you want to keep the same energy, carry on some of it.
Like, I feel like I've been very, like, sex has been a big, not like me having sex, but just like, I mean, a little bit, but like being in situations where people are talking about it, or art, seeing art that like has to do with sex in some ways, or like, I don't know, we did that show last week about romance, or like, maybe it's just I saw something on Facebook today. I don't know, you know, whatever it is, I feel like a lot of people talking about romance and sex.
You have been exposed to that a lot?
Uh-huh, and I'm glad. I think that, I hope it continues.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, drink to that. All right. I'll finish that now.
Ooh. 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 Maker's Mark. That's a lot.
Whiskey is not...
Ooh.
Not the easiest for me, but...
What do you like?
I don't know.
Don't drink some water?
No, you're sick.
Oh, I'm sick.
I do really like this wax thing,
though. Man. Yeah, like... do you know those, like, tiny bottles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first tiny bottle thing I bought is this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because of the wax?
Yeah, maybe. I forgot, like, that was a long
time ago.
I'm
trying to take it off in one piece.
Whoa. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Really?
I can try. I don't know. I
don't think... Wow. It's...
Oh, did you bring
really
ink
heavy.
Or no?
No, I don't know what kind of ink.
Any kind. India ink. But you can also do colors.
Wow. I have those, like, pearl... Like... Wow. So, yeah, let's plan on this.
Maybe they have some here. Solomon, is there any India ink here?
No.
Okay, well, I brought needles.
So you think...
For
Stick and Poke Tattoo Club.
Oh, I got a new tattoo there.
Oh, yeah? Let's see.
Yeah, Callie drew it. This guy, Hunter, did it via the machine.
Wow.
Oh, really? Real deal machine.
Yeah.
With like a real machine?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, no way.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy.
You got your name?
Oh my gosh. That looks like stitches.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, actually,
so
I'm putting a lotion on it today. I forgot to.
Oh my
gosh. It's all dry.
Gosh.
Wow.
I
think it's okay.
I love
at
the
this
teeth
point.
So much.
The
it
teeth
has
are
a
sweet.
Lot of detail. Yeah, that's great.
Who designed it? Did she?
Callie.
She did.
He did.
He did.
Yeah. He drew it in like a second.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's sweet.
So you think you can do it?
Yeah. Anybody can do it. It's true. Well, maybe not, but it doesn't matter.
Those are like household needle.
Yeah.
Econo pack.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So we're announcing it right now, next week, Stick and Poke Tattoo Club.
Stick and Poke
Live on No.
Tattoo Club. So you think you can give me a tattoo?
I can try.
Oh my gosh.
But where are you gonna get it?
I really wanna get it on my butt, but
okay.
I think
your butt butt.
Well, but I think maybe for that one, I
can. Is it the thing you were wondering before? Is it bad if you sit down afterwards?
Yeah.
Right?
So I'm thinking on that one, maybe I can hold on to it. Maybe I will try to do something here. I would think today, I'm thinking just to make a heart.
Yeah, I want a heart.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll give each other hearts.
Is there any more that makers awesome. Mark?
Nope.
Oh.
Sorry, Salen.
I think
heart.
I think yeah. This. So you don't? Do you crave for alcohol at any other time?
I don't drink very much.
Yeah, I think like us. Just drink.
What?
Nothing. Okay, alcohol. So so why people say you can't get drunk and have a tattoo?
I don't know.
I think it's not true. It's just because drunk people make bad decisions.
I've heard something about like your blood being thinner, so it doesn't hold, like the ink doesn't hold in. But that seems like the only time I could maybe see that happening is if you were getting like really really big, like dark big shape, like just solid. But even then it sounds more just like, I don't know. I've never been like really into good tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not.
What is good tattoo?
Oh, like maybe, like the lines are all really straight.
Oh,
like,
cool. Yeah.
Oh, hi. Like this tattoo's okay. Like
yeah. Who gave you this?
Santa Clara tattoo.
Hmm.
So you can see it's not the straightest line, mm-hmm. right? But it's pretty straight.
Mm-hmm.
But like here, this one I have is really bad. These ones, see how spotty?
That's cute.
Like that one, see how spotty
yeah.
and faded? Like I got this one before this one.
Uh-huh.
But this one looks like I got it way after. Or like,
that's so cute.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. But I'm on a little boat right here.
Oh, so cute. Does it hurt there?
Not so much.
Really?
No, like it usually like just when those ones are finished is when it stops hurting. But like this one is also pretty good.
I know, that's so scary.
But you can see there's a couple places where he messed up. Like
oh, like there?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's probably because I moved.
Huh.
Because I'm really bad at holding still. Like some people totally just
but
like.
Because it hurts a lot.
Yeah, but some people get into it.
Oh my gosh.
Some people are just like, oh yeah. And they
oh,
just
yeah,
like
yeah.
totally are like statue.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like,
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ooh,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, I don't know, it doesn't feel good.
I think right there, is, how do you, like, next to your boobs hurts a lot,
yeah.
on your rib.
On your rib. Well,
yeah.
I also know how much fat.
No, you don't have
that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I knew I wanted to get kind of a couple, so I figured I'd get them right here. Because, like, it's a good...
Meat.
Meaty
I think
cup.
This doesn't hurt.
No.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna...
Yeah.
Yeah, let's give each other hearts.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I'm scared of all kinds of violence.
Me too.
Tattoo. Do you think tattoo is is sort of a...
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Well... But although I'm against all kind of violence, but I still sometimes do violent things.
Right.
Right?
It's the contradiction that is life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even like, you know, eating veggie sticks. Some people say that's violent.
Why? Eating
I'm
veggie?
Because I'm destroying them. Or transforming them.
Oh no. But yeah, what's the difference between eating veg?
Like
yeah, some people don't eat meat.
No.
Well,
yeah.
Awesome people.
So they think it's a violent thing to kill.
I think some of them would think that, and I think some of them would just say like, oh, it's not. Their bodies don't feel good. I think it's a violent thing, but I think some of like it's some people would say it's like a moral, they're making that decision for moral reasons.
Hmm.
And for others, it would be more environmental or like health. But I think for a lot of people, it's a combination.
Hey, man, I'm starting to bother you. Hey, hey. What do you...
No, sorry, no. Do you want some veggie sticks?
What do you use to give me tattoo?
Needle.
And?
Oh,
ink.
And?
That's it.
You're just gonna poke?
Yeah.
With your hand?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can maybe get what's that called? A vibrating tattoo brush.
Whoa. Weird. What is a vibrating tattoo brush?
No, toothbrush.
Oh, vibrating toothbrush. Have you ever tried it?
Mm-hmm. I haven't got one with that, but John Jackson made one with there's a certain kind where like the head goes back and forth.
Oh my gosh.
And it works really well.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
But, I do kind of want a color one. I don't have any color.
I have red.
You have red ink?
Red ink, like Indian ink, like those ink you draw?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
I have red. I can bring ink for sure.
No.
I can buy.
Do you have
ink.
Any other colors or no?
I have a lot of different colors. I know. You know, like I have shiny ones too, but I don't think that's gonna work.
I think it's check and see if it's non toxic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe all of it's toxic.
I have red Indian ink.
Red could be good. Anna has a tattoo of a red heart.
Really?
Uh-huh, right
now. Here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm scared. I don't dare to do anything like here.
Mm-hmm. John Martin has a tattoo of a heart, like, right here.
Yeah.
It says mom in the middle.
Oh, man.
Lawrence Beaner has a tattoo of a heart right here, and it has, like, a banner over it. Like, you would write somebody's name, but then the banner is blank.
Blank. Waiting.
What?
Or
yeah.
The right person.
Yeah. Maybe they never come.
Yeah. End up being, is it her? She?
I don't know. I would say he's straight. Yeah. But
he. Is
yeah.
A he.
Yeah.
A person.
I thought,
maybe he
I thought she was a woman. I thought he was a woman for a really long time. Lawrence Beaner?
Yeah.
Lawrence?
Yeah.
How many women are named Lawrence?
But it's a he.
It's a he, but I thought she was a woman.
Mm. She looks like, he looks like a girl?
No, he has a huge beard.
Oh!
like big ass beard.
Lawrence. Oh, maybe he will end up like Solomon, tattoo his own name.
Yeah. Do you ever think that sometimes artists are men when they're women, or women when they're really men?
They're mad?
Well, no. Do you think that, do you ever assume that they're one gender and then find out that they're the other?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, do you remember anybody you did that with?
Well, I'm still really confused about one person, but I don't want to say who that is.
Who?
On air. Because a lot of people know.
Yeah. Can you write it down?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, it's, no, you know, like, a lot of people know. Is that how to spell his name?
Mm-hmm.
Hart? Is that his last name?
So, he used to be a woman.
Right?
And he changed to a man.
Yeah. So that's what I think.
So,
no.
Yeah.
Where'd you put it?
So, do you think he did surgery or anything?
I think so, but I'm not entirely sure. But, I meant more like artists where you see their work and you see their name and then you assume one thing and then it's really the other.
Maybe sometime, but I can't tell anybody now.
Lawrence Beaner and Ellsworth Kelly are the two that I met.
You think Ellsworth
Kelly?
Ellsworth Kelly. What kind of work he does?
This boring, like big, like paintings that are like one color and in a weird shape.
Oh, you think it's a girl?
I don't know why. I think I just wanted there to be more women in the show. And
Yeah, I never thought of him because he's a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think I just know he's a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody right now.
Mm.
Look at the work. Yeah, gender is really funny.
Yeah.
Do you want to be like, I want to be like sexy as a girl, but I want to be like not like, maybe like not like, maybe not asexual, but like you can't like sexy to both.
Androgynous.
What's the androgynous?
It means like traits of both genders.
Maybe.
Like girls that have really short hair, or like when girls wear like a suit, or like guys that have really long hair and are shaved. Yeah, androgynous.
Yeah, but still want to see as a girl, right?
Yeah, it's like it's bending. It's not it's not one or the other. It's like Yeah, I think that's cool. Like, I was listening to this one musician today, and Patti Smith, and she, you know her music? She like dresses kind of androgynous. Like, yeah, suit, like not suit, but like collared shirt and tie, and like has long hair, like that's like this long, but doesn't really do anything with it, so. And she, yeah, doesn't have like big boobs, so it's looks kind of, yeah.
But is she gay?
I don't know. Is Patti Smith gay?
What?
Patti Smith gay, you know?
Who?
Patti Smith?
Oh, I don't know.
No, no. Yeah, I didn't think so. No.
Definitely not.
But she kind of dresses like a boy. But. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes maybe music is more like a song, if the song is originally sung by a man.
Oh, yeah. Or I've been listening to this group where the guy writes all the lyrics, right? And he's gay. But there's a woman in the group that sings most of the lyrics. So she sings about wanting a man, but
it doesn't.
It sounds like, you know, it sounds like she's straight man. No. Or like he sings a lot too, but a lot of times the gender isn't determined. It's just like you, you know. Or like they did a whole album where all the songs, the title are I, like. So that's another way of like doing it where it's not specific to a certain person.
To his gender.
Or like, I don't know if there's like, I found myself now like when I'm dating a boy, it's more like likely to just say like, oh, I'm dating a person, or like they instead of he. You know? I don't know. Or like talking about like, instead of saying like man or woman, just saying person. I don't know where. Yeah. But it's weird. So last week I was working in camp, right? And every week at the end of camp, the kids make a play. And this week there was a really good one.
They make every week?
Every week they make two. Like,
wow. Oh, every week. Oh, okay.
And they, like, two groups. And they completely write the script themselves.
Wow.
And so usually, like, we've done it in a lot of ways where we'll, like, sit down and be like, okay, what's going to happen at the start? And somebody will raise their hand. And then, okay, what happens next? And somebody... Or we've done it where, like, they all write out a script and then they vote. Or where, like, they all make up their own character, and then we work together to see how the characters can interact. This week, we had them write it out, and then, or just do, like, a storyboard, so it wasn't very finished, and then they all voted on one storyboard and then developed it together. And one of the groups kind of took two and put them together, but this group only did one, and this story was really good. I went over it, like, 12 times, so I know, but, yeah. So there was so part of what I thought was part of why I brought this up though is because the group was all girls, you know, mm-hmm. all female, and like 8 people. But the script was written for a guy. Like, mm-hmm. the main character was a man. And I was like, oh, like, so they wrote it out, or, like, totally got it all done. We chose parts, got it all done, and I was like, so would do you want this to be a man, or do you want it to be a woman? Like, it's totally fine, either one. You know, like, there's a long history of, mm-hmm. especially in theater, of women playing the part of men and men playing yeah. the part of women. So, like, if you want to do that, that's totally okay.
Yeah.
Or if we want to change it so that, you know, if the main character is a woman, mm-hmm. then, or a girl, that's like, okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided not to change it, but then the next day decided to change it. I think after they had performed it once. Like, they felt like it didn't make sense. But anyway, so the play is... I'm going to say it for the second way, that it was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, a blind woman wakes up and goes out to check her mailbox. A blind woman, uh-huh. but she can't find it. So, she looks around for a while, can't find it, and then she tries to find a bus. Can't find the bus, mm-hmm. so she looks around trying to find her car.
Mm-hmm.
She finds her car, she gets in and drives to the airport. She crashes when she gets to the airport. And then she gets on a plane and sits down next to somebody and says, "Hi, I'm blind and I'm looking for my mailbox." And the other person says, "Hi, what a coincidence. I can't smell and I'm looking for my mailbox." And then they say, wow. Uh-huh. And then the person that can't smell says, "Hey, we're looking for somebody to fly the plane. Would you like to fly it?" And the blind woman says, "Sure, I'd love to fly it."
Mm-hmm.
So she flies the plane, but then they crash because mm-hmm. she's blind. And when they crash, then the woman that can't smell says, "Hey, over there's a crane. Do you know how to fly a crane? Or do you know how to drive a crane?" And the woman that can't see says, mm-hmm. "Sure, I can drive a crane." She goes over, she drives the crane, and they crash.
Mm-hmm.
Then... the blind woman finds a boat and says, "Hey, here's a boat. I know I can't crash this."
Mm-hmm.
And they get into the boat, and she takes them to the middle of the ocean. When they get to the middle of the ocean, they get attacked by sharks. And the sharks eat the boat, but not the two women, who safely escape. And then they're walking along, and a rainbow falls on them.
Oh my god.
And turns them orange.
A rainbow falls on them and turns them orange.
And there's some dialogue there where one of them goes like, "Oh, I'm orange." And then the other one says, oh, the blind one says, "I'm all wet." And then the other one says, "No, you're not. You're orange." And then they meet two cats. It's very common that there's cats in the mm-hmm. story. Like, the kids really like to be cats. And they meet two cats, and then the cats take them and show them their two mailboxes and say to the blind woman... And blind woman finds a letter from the woman that can't smell in her mailbox, and the woman that can't smell finds out from the cats that the blind woman ran over her mailbox that morning when she was driving to the airport.
Mm. Wait, so the blind woman find a mail, a letter that the no smell person sent to her.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and then. Yeah. So and then the person cannot smell run.
Finds out that her mailbox got run over
mm-hmm.
this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I don't understand about it is when they got attacked by sharks, mm-hmm. the script specifically said that they were in the middle of the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and then they just start walking.
Yeah.
Like,
that's so great.
Yeah, they just didn't think that was necessary. But I mean, I think it's interesting that a girl wrote that play
mm-hmm.
with the main character being a man. Without really thinking about it. And mm-hmm. then when... Even though that was all the performers were women.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of funny.
So the main character... so both are there. So there's a man and a lady.
No, they're both women.
They're both men.
They're both. Originally they were. Oh, originally there was only one man.
Mm-hmm.
But because there was people in the group, there was like a big group of people, and some of them mm-hmm. wanted to be major parts.
Mm-hmm.
We added the woman that can't smell
mm-hmm.
because some more of them could be involved.
Mm. Like, so they have to act everything out?
No, there's a narrator.
Oh, so but they have to make the stuff.
Yeah, so they act it all out, but the narrator makes it a lot easier.
That's so great. Yeah. So they have to make all the props?
Yeah, but a lot of times, like, all the vehicles
mm-hmm.
were... So, like, the two girls would be in the plane,
mm-hmm.
and the other girls would be, like, set up around them like the plane.
Mm.
So we incorporate, yeah, kind of, like, I don't know if that's...
Yes.
Dance, yeah, for lack of a better word, dance mm-hmm. stuff into it.
Wow. How old are these kids?
This group was kind of all close together. The camp is 5 through 12.
Wow.
But this group was all like maybe the youngest one was 6 or 7, and
wow.
the oldest one was like 9.
That's so young.
Yeah.
How do they...
And the youngest one made the story.
Make the story,
she wrote
right?
the story, yeah.
Yeah, she has a lot of imagination.
I know. The rainbow falls on them
yeah.
and turns them orange.
I bet maybe she read some book.
If possible.
Mm-hmm.
She also hung out at CalArts a lot.
Really?
Yeah, because she lives in Valencia and Laura was her nanny.
That's so funny.
So she was kind of... Laura seems to think
oh.
that she was, like, exposed to crazy stuff.
To crazy things.
And she is kind of, like, a cool kid. Like,
mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, Rainbow. I like the parts that the ocean, all of a sudden, they start walking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's like...
It's really dreamlike.
So much, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
especially
like,
how like the way one thing happens and then another thing.
To the
and
other.
Like,
yeah.
They're kind of similar, but then not
mm-hmm.
related, and they don't really...
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they didn't find the mailboxes at the start, it would totally be like a dream.
That's so weird. Why do they want to... I mean, so what does the letter say? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
Have you tried to ask that girl?
No, I didn't ask.
Yeah.
That's a good question. By the time we get to the end, I'm so ready for them to be done writing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard. That's like the hardest thing we do is because every single time somebody is like, I want to use, but wait, what about Sluggo the snail? Like, how come he isn't in
oh.
it? Or why is
oh, yeah.
why is the good vampire not have a bigger part, you know? And it's like, well, because we decided to do the underwater play and not your vampire play. And I understand that you still want your vampire to be in it. And that's like, a lot of times we'll work them into
oh,
it. Like
yeah.
the two cats in that one.
Yeah.
Like that was like a pretty easy example. But there's been times where it's like, Luke Skywalker's underwater and then he goes into outer space and meets a belly dancer just because like all the kids really
want
like a certain role to be in it.
Hmm.
But I don't know.
I
like them like that.
Yeah. Yeah, this script is totally everything come together so well.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, it doesn't have any extra things.
No.
It's really clean and
yeah.
it make, you know, it's like perfect.
Me and Jemima were talking about one time about like wanting to take all the scripts and perform them all.
Mm-hmm.
Like do a really long night of performances where it's just,
oh, wow.
we just perform them all.
Mm-hmm.
Some part of me thinks that that's like the worst idea ever, but. Or it would just be stupid.
I know, it's like you're... Yeah.
It would be, like, fun, but it wouldn't be good art kind of thing.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, so just, yeah, like, you're just reacting to the kids' writing.
Yeah.
Which you think is great, but who cares?
Yeah, it's like the thing, you know, like, the... Like, yeah. You know, where, like, parents... only like their own kid singing in the play or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I only like my own student. I hate kids so much. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just when I look at the babies and kids, I'm like, oh no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, if I just
I forgot too. Do you think that feelings have genders attached to them?
I think you feel more than a guy. Hmm. You feel more than a guy? Well, I think maybe feeling doesn't have gender, but like showing your feeling.
You think that that's a feminine trait?
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, guys...
I mean, not... Of course, yeah, guys feel and show their feelings too, but I would say... Definitely, at the least, it's more socially accepted for, or culturally accepted for women to do that. And I would say maybe, I'm not sure about it at all, but I would say maybe that, like, physically or genetically or biologically or whatever, that women are maybe set up to do that a little more.
To do what? Cry?
Not only cry, but like...
Yeah, like...
To express their emotions.
Yeah, express their emotions.
Whether it's positive or whether it's happy or sad or angry or...
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean... In Chinese, do words have gender?
No.
No.
I don't think.
No. In English, they don't, really.
They don't, really.
But, like, yeah. Spanish, they do.
Yeah.
And in German, they have masculine, feminine, and neutral. Which was so confusing for me.
Yeah.
It's like it was hard in Spanish when there's two, but then if there's three, that's like, that's hard.
So English is a newer language?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's one of the most new.
Mm.
The newest languages, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like Chinese, how about, what is, like Latin? Latin?
Latin is really old.
Latin has gender?
I would guess.
Mm.
But I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chinese is really old. I don't think Chinese doesn't have gender. How about, yeah, what other older language?
I don't know.
I think it's like there's Chinese and then there's like ancient Greek Arabic / Sanskrit, which are like all hypothesized to come from the same Proto-European language. Mm-hmm. They don't have any evidence of.
Mm-hmm.
But those are like the two like families of language or something.
Hmm. That's interesting.
I wonder if they all have gender.
I don't know. Gender is a range of characteristics used to distinguish between males and females, particularly in the case of men and women, and the masculine and feminine attributes assigned to them. Depending on the context, the discriminating characteristics vary from sex, the social role of gender identity, vary from sex to the social role to gender identity. Let's look up gender identity. Should we just go Wikipedia searching right now? Gender identity is the way in which individuals self-identify with the gender category. For example, as being a man or a woman, or in some cases being neither, which can be distinct from biological sex. Basic gender identity is usually formed at the age of 3 and is extremely difficult to change after that.
Whoa.
All societies have set gender categories that can serve as the basics of the formation of a social identity in the relation to other members of society. In most recent societies, there is a basic division between gender attributes assigned to male and female. In all societies, however, some individuals do not identify with the gender assigned to their biological sex. Some societies have so-called third gender categories that can be used as a basis for gender identity by persons who are uncomfortable with the gender that is usually associated with their sex. Mm. So that's like, you know, that's like saying there's women that have penises.
Mm.
Not all men have penises. Yeah.
Oh.
Other cultures employ processes of surgical or hormonal sex reassignment to bring people's biological characteristics in line with their gender identity. In other societies, membership of either of the gender categories is open to people regardless of biological sex. Huh, that's, yeah.
Whoa.
So, like, this sentence is saying some cultures, you're a man if you have a penis, or you're a woman if you don't, and if you have a vagina, and you're a woman until you go through surgery or take. And this one is saying that, it's more, is open to people regardless of their biological. So it could be either.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that's changing in our society right now, from this to this, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is an open question why gender identities of some people conform or do not conform to the majority pattern, while others may not identify with any of the given gender categories. Whether these differences are a product of nature or nurture has been a contentious topic in social and biological sciences. It is still an open question to what extent genetic versus social factors play into the role of determining gender identities from individuals. Huh. What should we do? Social identity, third gender, or nature or nurture?
What's nurture?
Nature or nurture?
What's nurture?
Nurture, so nature versus. You want to read this one?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to get better at my reading, so it's good practice. The nature versus nurture debate concerns the relative importance of an individual's innate qualities, nature, i.e. nativism or innatism, versus personal experience, nurture, i.e. I don't know what that word is.
Empiricism.
So, like, nature is being like,
what you were born with?
Yeah, nature would, yeah. And nurture is like how you're raised.
Mm.
So, like, there's people that would say, like, you could do it with anything. Like, oh, I I'm an artist because that's the way God made me, or that's the way that, like, my parents' genes made me. Or there's other people that'd be like, oh, you're an artist because when I was a little kid, I was making a drawing and somebody was like, you're an artist. And I was like, I am an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds good. And the rest of my life because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody didn't say that, then I wouldn't be an artist.
Mm.
Or, I mean, maybe somebody later on, or you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look up empiricism. I don't know that one. I think I know, but yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. Empiricism is the theory of knowledge that asserts that knowledge comes only or primarily via sensory experience.
Hmm.
Oh, that's not what I thought. One of the several views of epistemology, the study of human knowledge, along with the rational, along with rationalism, idealism, and historicism. Empiricism emphasizes the role of experience and evidence, especially sensory perception, in the formation of ideas over the notion of innate ideas or tradition. Let's look up sensory perception. Just perception. Okay. Yeah.
They don't have sensory.
No. So maybe we'll go back and read sensory after this. But perception is the process of attaining awareness or understanding of the environment by organizing and interpreting sensory information. All perception involves signals in the nervous system, which in turn result from physical stimulation of the sense organs. For example, vision involves light, striking the retinas of the eyes. Smell is mediated by odor molecules, and hearing involves pressure waves. Perception is not the passive receipt of these signals, but can be shaped by learning, memory, and expectations. Perception involves these top-down effects as well as bottom-up process of processing sensory input. Perception depends on complex functions of the nervous system, but subjectivity seems mostly effortless because this processing happens outside the conscious awareness. Huh, that's interesting. The people's subjectivity seems effortless. Mm-hmm. I'm really into that right now. Like, what do we think? Is everybody feels the same way, but is really unique to us?
What do you mean, everybody feels the same way, but
like color? You know how everybody sees color differently? Yeah. Like I know somebody who they did too much LSD, and in one of their eyes they see yellow differently. Mm. So like if they close their eye, it seems more dark or more pale. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if all of us have that.
I think we do.
But because we're so used to it that we can't tell. Mm-hmm. I think probably lots of senses are like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's that mean? Like people's what is effortless?
Effortless subjectivity?
Uh-huh.
I think that's what they were saying, is that like you know, subjectivity is like, if something's subjective, it means we kind of all see it differently.
Mm-hmm. Like you person from your own point of view. Yeah,
right. So effortless subjectivity, I think what they mean is that it's like we can't even tell that it's from our own point of view because it happens so fast, or or so much of it is a reaction or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Can you think of things that might be that?
Might be what?
Effortless subjectivity.
Yeah, I don't. What is effortless subjectivity?
What I'm taking it to mean, which it might be different, is that it's like decisions that we make are things that we experience, mm-hmm. that, for whatever reason, we can't tell that we're experiencing it differently than other people.
Yeah, like seeing things.
Yeah. Like physical senses, I think, are the most of
them. Right? Yeah.
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 Like when somebody, sometimes people will be like, oh, that's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people will be like, no, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Maybe beautiful is, like, this is green. And then you might think this is blue.
Right. Or even, like, I would say, unless... Like, colorblind people don't know that they're colorblind unless somebody's like, no, you're colorblind, yeah. You know? Like, my cousin, or my aunt, my mom's cousin, I never know what to call them. I think it's my cousin. She's colorblind, and they found out she was colorblind because like at the table one day, Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. like it's just the kids' table, they're playing that game I Spy, mm. where it's like I spy something blue, right?
Oh yeah.
And so she spied something green,
mm.
and they went through every single green thing in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of the people that were there for that game that I've talked to all just talk about, like they must have been doing it for an hour. And then they all are finally like, okay, okay, what is it? What is it? And she just thinks she's so smart, just being like, the peanut butter. Like, she thought the peanut butter was green. And then they were all like, what? Are you serious? That's not green. You know, but, it, like, she thought it was. Because
wow.
she was colored.
Was she?
Like, five? Six?
That's so funny.
But ever after that,
she learned.
She knew that if something was green, brown, or red, there
mm-hmm.
was a possibility that it would be a different color.
Yeah.
So like, just over Thanksgiving this last time, we were like, "Oh, you make a right at the green house," and she was like, "No, you have to give me a different direction." She, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, with that, if I thought that that was blue, I wonder if every... Like, if I thought all the greens were blues, and you and I had only ever called them blues, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It's like that... We talked about this an earlier week, about that group of people that has different words for
yeah.
different colors.
Yeah. And also, like... Yeah, like, we can tell. There's something, like, we cannot tell.
Yeah.
But they can spot right away.
Right.
Yeah. So, I guess, like, beautiful maybe... I don't know. Do you think beautiful is something you learn culturally?
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people ask that question. I think it's hard to say.
I think there are... It's a mix. I think
yeah.
there's certain things, especially things like sunsets or staring into a fire... Things that people have been doing for like since before we were people,
mm-hmm.
you know, like before like the stage of evolution or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those things have like a really like, I don't think that's subjective.
Mm-hmm.
I think that those things have like a physical, like we have a physical response to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say beauty mostly subjective. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think not, like in terms of, like, people you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of that's chemical. Or like,
yeah.
Like, the whole thing with pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how, like, sometimes, like, I'll really like it. People that I'm, like, attracted to, I'll really like the way they smell.
Yeah. I feel it's I think it's the smell thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's really weird.
Yeah, like, I think. But.
Yeah, how do you, like, yeah, maybe if I, do you think, like, yeah, maybe I can just, like, try to change my smell. Maybe I will try not, you know, like, if you want to break up with this person, and
no.
then you find it's really hard, maybe just,
come on, no.
Why?
Do you want to break up with him, your friend now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you want to break up with this person, yeah, I don't know if I want to or not, but if I just make a test, like...
No, I think if you want to break up to him, you just need to be like, look, don't call me anymore. Like, it's over. You don't appreciate me, and you're a loser, you're a jerk, and you don't deserve me. I think that's what you need to say. But maybe not. I've mm-hmm. never met him. I just don't like the things that you said about him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Or just like, yeah, like make a test. Change your smell.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see. It's about 9 o'clock. Should we pick a song to take us out?
Oh, the computer.
It won't.
You can't play music off of that computer.
Oh.
Oh, are you? Can you sing?
No. I mean, I can, but I don't want to right
singer.
Now.
Like,
Toby Bridge now.
I feel.
Is it okay?
Yeah, I'm just gonna let it go. Just some random sweet thing.
What will happen if we play music on it?
Well, you shouldn't because I'm recording on this computer.
What will happen? We'll lose the recording?
I don't know, it's possible that it'll mess up the recording. I don't want to, you shouldn't do too many things at once on this computer. It's not that
you shouldn't have like 30 tabs open?
I don't think
I'm really pretty close. Oh, but that's a lot of them is his.
Right? Yeah, no, they're all his.
Star Trek Wiki.
Oh, cool. Where's the thing?
Oh, it's on the left in Chrome.
Ah, whatever, we don't need it.
Yeah, like, sound.
Sound is subjective, totally. How we perceive sound. Sound, okay. What about time? I think time is really subjective.
Perceived time?
Yeah. Effortless subjectivity.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, like, when you're a little kid and it's like, 15 minutes is forever.
Forever, I know.
Like, forever, like, you have to go to the bathroom at the end, and like you want to go to recess, and it's like you're looking at the clock and it's like moving backwards. It's like going so slow. Now, 15 minutes. I looked at the clock 15 minutes ago to see how much time we left out on the show.
Yeah.
And that was like, I don't know. That seemed like right away. I was like two veggie sticks.
You know? 15 minutes.
I think time is totally subjective, effortless subjectivity.
Hmm. Cool, today I learned something new.
What about, can you teach me a word in Chinese?
What?
What's a good word in Chinese? How do you say subjectivity in Chinese?
Oh, I don't know.
Or what's a subjective word in Chinese?
What is a subjective word? What do you mean?
I don't know.
What's a subjective word in English?
Subjectivity?
It's a subjective word?
I don't know. No, like, I guess a real subjective word would be more words that people have, like, different definitions of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like...
Yeah.
Like the word hot.
Ooh, hot.
Like in military, it means that there's, like, lots of fighting going on. Like, that's a hot area. At least that's what it sounds like when they say it in movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it could be, like, sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could mean, like, temperature hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's really subjective, but I think maybe.
I feel, like if we don't like, for some people who really like kill people, that might be not as hot.
Right. That's a good point. Okay, well, I think this was a good show.
16:30.
Yeah, you wanna take us out? Say all the station information?
Station info 16:30 a.m. kchangradio.org. Contact at kchangradio.org. Okay.
No.
What is AIM? Oh, like those like talking like. Right?
Yeah, instant messenger.
Oh, that's so weird. You still using instant messenger?
That's what I said last week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Do you have an iPhone? Do you do that? Where do you do that?
I don't do it in messenger. We just have it for the station.
Huh.
So like people could contact right now, us. We could use it.
We've had a couple of people. It's happened a couple of times.
I thought people use Twitter now.
I don't know.
Is that the same thing?
Are we still on air?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We should do our personal ads.
Oh, do you have?
No, but you have two.
Well, these are not very personal.
I'm just saying them anyways.
So there's like this Johnny Naked guy.
Uh-huh.
You know about him, right?
Yeah,
Johnny Naked.
Don't say his. Just say Quinn's.
Oh, yeah. He's weird. Quinn want to find more job.
Yeah, so if you have a job for Quinn, call us.
Call Quinn.
That would be even more direct.
Well, I don't know. No, maybe not. Don't call Quinn. Call me. Call us. And my friend is want to rent his apartment out.
For how much?
For, it's in Alhambra. is kind of a little far for $470. That's a lot. I don't think you should rent it.
How big is it?
You have to share, like, Beth, but the big, it's like 30 by 30, maybe?
That's big.
Is it?
20, 25, 25? It's definitely bigger than 10 by 10. Maybe 20 by 20. 470.
More than 400 square feet, which for
20
like
by 20 feet would be like that wall.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
20,
big. 20.
Oh, no, like that's like 15.
Or maybe less than that.
15.
Because I'm 6 feet in.
Right.
Maybe like 15.
Where's the trash?
I don't know. So, someone took it. It's upstairs, I think.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I'll bring it down.
Give a job to Quinn.
Give a job to Quinn.
And rent.
Rent out this apartment
in
Alhambra.
Rent apartment.
And we don't care about Johnny.
We don't care about him.
Sorry, Johnny, if you're listening.
Do you know him?
No.
I don't know him.
Okay, we're going to switch over to CDS Digest now.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know. I've never tried doing the switch over this way. If it works.
Earl Solomon, I don't know if you're still looking for like a